it's a cliche, but you can't really ever know where you're from until you get out of it and look back on it.
Blitz and Trapper has logged a lot of miles out on tour. Now they've taken some of those moments of discovery and turned them into a new album of down-home Southern rock. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Portland, Oregon's Blitz and Trapper has tried on a lot of hats over their 11 years. Art, folk, experimental, country-inspired, but always indie to the core. When frontman Eric Early formed the band, they got right down to business, performing relentlessly and putting out their first three albums on their own. For 2008's Fur, Blitz and Trapper moved to the Sub Pop label. The group's genuine indie sound has been bolstered by Early's no-fuss lifestyle. His tendency to keep himself pared down led to a couple of years in which he chose to live homeless, sleeping outside when it was warm enough and on studio couches when it wasn't. That experience and the nomadic spirit he seems to both enjoy and wrestle with are certainly fodder for great material. On the new Blitz and Trapper release, American Goldwing, it's all set in a Southern rock sound worthy of the 1970s. And when the band stopped by Studio A, FUV's Russ Boris pointed out that the album also has a feeling of self-discovery about it.
Yeah, it's definitely a product of learning curve over the last couple of years of touring and all that entails and the way that it changes your life in a lot of ways.
What's the hardest part of it?
Of touring?
Yeah.
Your relationships.
Yeah.
With people. At home.
What about with the band?
Well, oh, no, we all get along.
Yeah. We're good every night. We're fine.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. Looking for a private platform to talk about this stuff.
This is going to turn into an intervention.
Hey, you know, we're just really trying to help. It's really what it comes down to.
Thank you.
There's a lot of cheap talk about the road I take. There's a lot of old hogs getting stuck in the game.
That song sets a tone for the record, and I'm curious, you know, how these songs have been playing live for you as far as fan reactions gone thus far.
Oh, they're great. People love them. They're fun to play for us, so I think it comes across because we have a good time playing them, definitely.
Did you worry about that, you know, making this record, that, you know, there might be fans who think that you're doing something radically, you know, different, or just the change was too much?
I don't think so. Yeah. I mean, it's not radically different. It's just a little more focused, I think.
Which is different.
I mean, we've always...
Right.
Yeah, that is different.
So in essence, yeah.
But we've always, you know, we've always done, like, some hard rock and some folk music and some country, you know, so it's kind of, it's not that big a change, but, yeah, I mean, people are tracking with us. It's good.
The production value also is pretty high on this one for us, comparatively,
yeah,
so that might seem a little different for people.
We ride these waters dark and dusty, so ride my people, ride. With your muskets aimed at the falling rain, cause the city ain't no place to hide. Oh, my sister, in the boat behind, baby, cause the cry of my lover's mind is made, and I think it's time to get on board. I left my home and all my money to wrestling with the wind on an old gone wind. Cause I heard that it's a heck of a swim. Oh, my sister's left to be an Indian's bride. Maybe cause the times, maybe cause the tides that rise, that rise.
That's the title track from Blitz and Trapper's new album, American Goldwing. And before that, their live performance of Might Find It Cheap. Take 5, produced today by Sarah Lilly. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.